I'm Noam Chomsky. You're listening to CFMU 93.3.
Pigs, pigs, nine little pigs. And now this old sow, she had nine little pigs. Lassifaralderos.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
I'm Rex Barger. I was born in Africa. My parents were missionaries in the Belgian Congo. I was born right on the equator, where it crosses the Congo River for the second time on its way to the Atlantic. And in 1931, my father decided to give up being a missionary, and he brought us back to the United States and drove us all the way across Africa in a Ford truck before there were highways or gas stations. So we had eight big barrels of gasoline in the truck with us, and we made it fine. Anyway, we stopped in Japan, and so I have a pretty fair view of how big the world is. I've been around the world by the time I was 9 years old. And in my youth, I got really fascinated by international folk dancing, and I really went into it heart and soul, and I loved it so much that I learned a lot of the songs that we danced to, and eventually I got around to writing songs, because I have many things that I want to tell the world, and this is an opportunity of a lifetime. I'd like to start with my favorite song, which is about our condition here on Earth, and it arose from the fact that once in my life I didn't have any place to live, and I was a guest wherever I went. And I says, hey, we're all guests on this earth all the time, because we're not here forever. And here came the song. We're guests upon this earth, we're not here forever. How can we show our gratitude? Well, we can take what earth gives, and being clever, let's use it for our common good. So let's get growing to be a guest upon this earth. Do our best, give our most with joy from our birth. Give ourselves the best we can, and give thanks to our host. And that's what I try to do in my life. While I was in Japan, I didn't learn any Japanese songs, but when I started folk dancing, I did. And this is one of my favorites, which is also, I think, a favorite in Japan. And whenever I meet anybody from Japan, I always sing them this song to impress them. And it goes like this. It's called Tankobushi. Tsukiga detta-detta, tsukiga detta. Ayoyoy, miketanko no ue ni deta. Amari etotsu ga takai no de. Sazoya otsuki-san, kemuta akaro-san no yoyoy. And I liked it so much that I started putting my own words to it, because I didn't find anybody that wanted to learn the song in Japanese, but I thought maybe I could get them to learn it in with my words. So, one of the ones I wrote, I did several verses for this song. Never take a vacation, never take even one vacation from the building up of a great world community. Even when we're on a vacation suite, use your time and effort wholly, and Earth's resources very wisely, to set each and every heart in this world free. In my folk dancing, I learned to sing in 12 different languages, but I won't bore you with all that. But I would like to sing the first song I sang in Hebrew, or the tune. The tune of the first song I sang. This song is called Shiboleth Basadeh, and it's a harvest song from the Israeli tradition. Shiboleth Basadeh Kurat Barua Me'o Meskari Nimgirav Uve Mirhav Harim Yongfar Yafua Hashem Esketem Vezahav Uru Ho Uru Shuru Bene Kvarim Kamahin Bashla Kvar Al Pne Hakarim Kitzru Shilhu Magal Et Reshit Hakatzir. I want to sing you a weather song. It's one that keeps me going when things are tough. It goes like this. Whether the weather be hot or whether the weather be cold, we'll weather the weather, whatever the weather, together we're better and bold. Whether the weather is cold or whether the weather is hot, we'll weather the weather, whatever the weather, whether we like it or not. And, there was a song I learned from my sister. It's a really neat little story about a monkey on a rubber tree in South America. And it goes like this, I think. How does it go? On the swaying branch of a rubber tree, 1,000 miles away, on the banks of the Yula River, in far-off Uruguay, there sits a nervous monkey with eyes of fear agleam, and his tail is gently hanging within that limpid stream. Now every 19 minutes his tail whizzes through the air with a South American whizfish a-hanging helpless there. Now the bite of the awful whizfish is hard on a tender tail, and if you listen carefully you can hear that monkey wail. Oh, shades of Isaac Walton, was that another bite? If I wasn't so doggone hungry, I'd quit this job tonight. But I love the roasted whizfish, though his bite drives me insane. And I do so wish to catch that fish that I managed to bear the pain. I should probably mention that Isaac Walton was one of the first people to ever write about fishing. He wrote a book called The Complete Angler. And the second verse goes like this. Now along came a great big Juma fish, with jaws about 6 by 9, a-floating down that river, and he sees that monkey's line. He continued on his journey most unconcernedly, while the monkey screamed and chattered and clung to the rubber tree. The tree stretched out like a garter 12 miles or so, till the fish let go and the monkey flew like an arrow from a bow. Zing! They say he's still a-flyin', and if you care to try, you can hear him softly whisper as he whistles through the sky. Oh, shades of Isaac Walton, was that another bite? If I wasn't so doggone hungry, I'd quit this job tonight. But I love the roasted whizfish, though his bite drives me insane. And I do so wish to catch that fish that I managed to bear the pain. And that brings me to mind of one of my favorite animal songs about an old sow. Was an old man and he had an old sow. Sow, sow, had an old sow. There was an old man, and he had an old sow. Lassafaralda-ray-o. Susanna's a funny old man. Man, man, man. Susanna's a funny old man. And now this old sow, she had 9 little pigs. Pigs, pigs. 9 little pigs, and now this old sow, she had 9 little pigs. Lassafaralda-ray-o. Susanna's a funny old man. Man, man, man. Susanna's a funny old man. She tried to climb over the garden wall. Wall, wall, garden wall. She tried to climb over the garden wall. Lassafaralda Ray, oh, Susanna's a funny old man. Man, 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 Susanna's a funny old man. Community is more an attitude than an actual body of people. But it's when people have this attitude, they automatically feel connected to other people that have this attitude. And if you really believe in community, you love everybody in the whole world, and you want to work really hard to make sure that they're all connected. So community can never be a group of people that are fighting for their own whatever or whatever. That's just an army or a bunch of idiots or something. So one of my favorite songs is a favorite tune, and it sort of starts off with the idea about community. Let's row, row, row our boat toward our common dream of community, harmony, peace, and joy on life's exciting stream. If we don't, our common boat is headed for disaster, and I think we'll sink into the drink unless our greed we master. Let's stop our stupid, wasteful ways like wars and exploitation. Let's solve our problems peacefully with win-win situations. Let's focus only on life's need and make sure they're all met. Let's help all those in most distress to get what they don't get. Let's give of ourselves till no one hurts. Let's give and do it gladly, since we're all earthmates on this earth. Let's show we love us madly. That's community. Oh, I have another Israeli song, or Israeli tune. Let me sing the Israeli song first, and then I'll do the tune that goes with it. Vayevenu Ziyahu Migdalim Yerushalayim Vayechaskem Vayechaskem Vayevenu Ziyahu Migdalim Yerushalayim Vayechaskem Vayechaskem Vayevenu Migdalim Vayevenu Migdalim Bamidbar Vayetzof Barot Rabim Vayetzof Barot Rabim Vayevenu Migdalim Vayevenu Migdalim Bamidbar. Now the other one, what's that go? Come on, let's get our acts in shape so we can serve all life with humble heart, with humble heart. Come on, let's get our acts in shape so we can serve all life with humble heart, with humble heart. And serve each other too, and serve each other too, joyfully as we build community, as we build community. And serve each other too, and serve each other too, joyfully.
You are listening to Radio Free School on CFMU.
This is a song from an old Broadway musical called something. Oh well, way back. Anyway, it's one of my favorite songs, and I've only changed one word in this. Sometimes I change lots of words in songs, and sometimes I just leave it the way it is. But I've only changed the last one because it's very significant, and I didn't like the one that they put in it. If you're ever in a jam, here I am. If you're ever down a well, ring my bell. If you're ever up a tree, call on me. It's friendship, just a beautiful friendship. When other friendships will be forgot, ours will still be hot. Deedle 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 chug chug fit. And that's what friendship is all about, is finding a fit. And that reminds me of another song. Isn't that wonderful? This is a tune from a Swedish folk dance record. It's a wonderful Swedish waltz. I know that I, by myself, I'm incomplete. I think that that is why I like to snuggle. I guess that I'm just one wee tiny unique piece in life's great gigantic big jigsaw puzzle. I know that I, by myself, I'm incomplete. I think that that is why I need to struggle to find exactly where this wee tiny unique piece fits into life's fluid big jigsaw puzzle. That's the way I see my whole life, is trying to find the fit for make things go better. Okay, here's a little bio of me. I think it is. I once was a pilot. I flew a great big plane. I worked for old Uncle Sam. But now I am a walker. Some said it was a shame, but I rejoice to be just who I am. I am a walker in the winter time and in the summer too, because all that I had left was of a vision that was clear, was a very, very foggy, foggy view. Now I'm binocular bifocal with two partly plastic eyes, and vivid colors thrill me once again. But still I am a walker with my head up in the skies, 'cause I rejoice to be just who I am. I am a walker in the winter time and in the summer too. And I think about the times that I had to learn to cope with a very, very foggy, foggy view. Apologies to Burl Ives. Hello, how are you? How are you building up a world community that'll keep us all afloat, eh? How do you do, eh? How do you do your part to welcome those around you right straight into your heart? These are questions we must ponder, short, thin, fat, or tall, to become a good responder each time we hear this call. Yahoo! Thou Earthmates, I need a great big hug, so throw your arms around me and kiss my ugly mug. I need your warm compassion, I need it every day. I want to help those folks that's hurting to have a bright new day. Yahoo! Thou Earthmates, I need a great big hug, so throw your arms around me and kiss my ugly mug. I need your warm compassion, I need it every day. I want to help those folks that's hurting to find their own true way. Yahoo! Thou Earthmates, I need a great big hug, so throw your arms around me and dig my ugly mug. I need your warm compassion, I need it every day. I want to help those folks that's hurting. I want to help those folks that's hurting. I want to help those folks that's hurting always. Yahoo! Thou Earthmates, I need a great big hug, so throw your arms around me and ignore my ugly mug. Amen.
My name is Madeline, and I'm going to play Professional Morton.
With us. Late and soon, getting and spending, we lay waste our powers. Little we see in nature that is ours. We have given our hearts away, a sordid boon. This sea that bears her bosom to the moon, the winds that will be howling at all hours and are upgathered now like sleeping flowers, for this, for everything, we are out of tune. It moves us not. Great God, I'd rather be a pagan, suckled in a creed outworn, so might I, standing on this pleasant lea, have glimpses that would make me less forlorn, have sight of Proteus rising from the sea, or hear old Triton blow his wreathed horn.
Thank you.
What's your favorite park?
The little kids' park.
And what is that? What is it about that park?
Oh, we used to play there when we were babies. That's why I like it so much. Oh, there's big kid swings and baby swings. There's a blue and red slide, a bus driver thing, a little slide, and a big red and blue one, and driver things, and a little tunnel, some tires to climb up, and a little porch where a rail ends, and teeny totters. So that's how much climbers they've got in their little kids' park. It's near to our old house. Can I stop now?
Well, I like to climb the climbers, but the best thing about parks is just like to fly a kite or something and run around in the grass.
A woods is better than a park because you can climb the trees and play hide and seek, run around. There's it's like bigger.
More fun.
More things to discover.
More things to discover, more mountains to climb.
What's your favorite park?
The Big Kids Park. Because it has this one great climber that I used to be scared to go more to the second bar, and Madeline could get all the way to the top when she was a baby. Now she can't do it.
How about the driving park?
Well, it's good. You can swim and you can play on the slide and everything. And on the climbers, and I can hang upside down on it if I hold on with my hands as well.
Is there anything you don't like about parks?
No. Too much people sometimes, and like when I went to the park and the whole thing was covered with cars, and I had to run all the way across the whole field. I got pretty annoyed with all the cars there. I didn't even leave a space all the way to the end. There's too many cars. That's why it was a smog day, I bet. Why didn't you walk?
My name is Brian. I'm 4 years old. I like the park because it's fun.
What's your favorite thing to do at the park?
Go on the swing and climb the climbers and go on the slide. And go in the titi tete.
Evelina, age 7, and I am going to talk about the tire swing and the climbing ropes. They're very fun. The tire swing, then we sometimes even stand on it at the very top and hold onto the rope. And I get pushed, huge pushes, nice circle pushes, because everyone so often just twists themselves up on it and then it gets all twisty. And the rope swinging rope and the climbing ropes, one of them we climb on, the other we swing on, but we can climb on it now. I just don't know how to climb on one on both of them now.
I'm Brendan and I'm 4 years old. I love the tire swing because it's fun. Hello, my name is Mara, and I'm going to talk about the air tire swing. So, it's kind of fun, but you can't put your head up when you're going spinning around and around. So,
Unless you try and then you're just leaning against the terrace when you go back. Again, like this whole terrace, you get dizzy a lot. So then I say, stop.
What else do you do on the terrace?
We push ourselves and go, Georgie, Georgie in the jungle, watch out for the tree, and Georgie, Georgie in the jungle, please hit the tree for me. Now when we say, Georgie, Georgie in the jungle, watch out for the tree, then we do hit the tree. Then if we don't hit the tree, then we're like, yay!
What tree?
The pine tree. That's where all the things are.
What else is there?
There's two climbing things. Like one big one and one small one. And if you open your toes...
Two climbing ropes, eh?
Yeah.
Tell me.
So if you open your toes, open them like that.
Spread them.
Then you can put your toes around the little knots and climb.
So how high do you climb?
Up to the branch, and I try to get up on to the branch, but it never works.
So can you do it without your shoes on?
Yeah, you can only do it without your shoes on. We're trying to get a climber from the hardware store and get more climbers. Big swimming pool, everything like that. They had a rope to make the tires swing. So we'd like to have a swimming pool that we were saying, yeah, and a climber from the hardware store, and all these kind of things. We told some of our friends that there's a climber there, and they all went, and most of them want to buy it. Oh, we just mix it together. We've got all the money.
Does everyone do that?
Like a fundraise.
Fundraising? Okay, how are you going to
fundraise?
And then
people give us money when they come.
How about this fundraising, right? What would you do, like a garage sale, bake sale? What kind of
like
tell me about
I think making pies or something like that. So, making jokes and... making pies and organizing all these things and making shows. We're gonna have a garage sale and everything. So we can get some money from people and then we can buy the climber. Get a big swimming pool and everything like that. A tree fort. We're gonna have it up high. An emergency slide, a ladder, or I think stairs to get up, and pictures and a table, and chairs, some food up there. Everything like that.
Weekend, we're going to Red Hill Valley to stop them from cutting down the woods and making a highway there. I'll be blocking them. I'll be tying myself to the tree. I'll be making a platform in the tree. Okay, I'll be camping in the woods. But even though it's not next time, later in the summer, it's going to be the actual blocking action, I'm still going to get my platform ready because there won't be much time to just do it in one day. Mm-hmm. And I'll need to get my platform tied up and everything.
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.